Hi, everybody. David Capes from the Lanier Theological Library, the only library that I know of in the whole world on our campus, a replica of a 5th century AD Byzantine chapel. Come and see it. Better than that, come and study with us for a time. Today on the Stone Chapel podcast, we have Craig Parton. Now, Craig is a lawyer of some renown, lives out in California, and he is here not so much in his legal capacity, but as a representative of the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights. He and John Warwick Montgomery have established this annual Apologetics Academy that happens in Strasbourg, France. We'll be talking about that today. It's run by John Warwick Montgomery and friends, and they are friends of ours as well. In fact, a few years ago, David Fleming, our executive director, and Mark Lanier put together an agreement with John Warwick Montgomery to host at the Lanier Theological Library in Houston the annual John W. Montgomery Lecture in Evidential Apologetics. So that's happening this year. John Lennox from Oxford is going to be our guest. But today our conversation is about the 26th Annual Apologetics Academy that's going to be taking place in the summer of 2024 in Strasbourg, France. So listen up. There may be some of you that want to come and be a part of that. It's a small group, only 20 people every year are students, but it's an amazing week for you to study and to be in one of the most beautiful cities in all of Europe. That's what's happening today on the Stone Chapel podcast.
This is Craig Parton, the United States Director of the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, centered in Strasbourg, France.
Craig Parton, welcome to the Stone Chapel podcast. Great to see
you
today.
David. Great to see you.
Yeah, you're there in your home in California, but you're talking about going to France. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm suffering here in Santa Barbara, David.
Oh, listen, that is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I've been there briefly at Westmont College a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a blessing. People often ask, why do you live in California? I live in Santa Barbara, that's why.
Were it someplace else, maybe not. But
maybe not.
Now, you introduced yourself earlier, but I want people to know more about you than that simply. So for those who don't know you, who is Craig Parton?
Well, I'll tell you my short background. I became a Christian in college through people taking the initiative to come out and find me lost as I was and present the evidence for Christian faith. And it's that evidence that I've been studying my entire life as a Christian. I'm also now a trial lawyer. I have been for 35 years at the same firm I started with when I was second year in law school. I am the United States Director of the International Academy of Apologetics, where we emphasize training and equipping the next generation to present Christ crucified and to deal with the objections that non-Christians have to Christian faith, and using evidence to do so, not just, oh, my heart feels this way about it. Your heart can sometimes be, as Scripture says, desperately wicked.
Right, yeah.
It's not a reliable thing.
Or feelings can be fickle, as my Catholic priest friend likes to say.
Absolutely.
How we feel about things.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So I went to, spent 7 years on staff with CRU, which then was called Campus Crusade for Christ, and then went to law school after that, got a master's in Christian apologetics, and from there got together with John Warwick Montgomery, and we started this Academy of Apologetics 26 years ago.
Now, were you with him when he started this? Were you?
Well, I was there when it was an Institute of Jurisprudence. It was essentially a law institute for secular law students, and we teach them jurisprudence, which they'd get credit for when they went back to their law school, wherever it was. Then it came time that Montgomery was required to retire in England at the university he was at, and I will take credit for this because my wife assures me this is true. I came up with the idea. I just thought, you know, it would be a shame to lose the kind of knowledge that John Warwick Montgomery has about the defense of the Christian faith. Why don't we do an apologetics institute, do it right here in Strasbourg, and we'll see who has an interest in it. In that first year, 26 years ago, we had five people, three of which were Pentecostals and two of them were Calvinists.
Interesting. So yeah.
But this kind of is foretelling of what the diversity of the academy would have at its feet. So we've gone through the process, have gone at it now, and not formally, at least haven't ever paid for advertising. Mm. I've gotten advertising for free from people, but
sure.
We have spots for 20 people, and they fill up rapidly now. For the last 20 years, we've been full essentially every year.
So this is, in a sense, an institute, a summer study opportunity that's only available to 20 people every year. Is there any reason why the 20, Craig? I mean, could it be 30 some years or 40 some years?
I don't usually tell this, but we've had overflow to 23 or 4. One year we had 25 because people had to come that year. They'd never be able to come again to the academy. So sometimes we do. But to answer your question, David, we're very interested in promoting discussions around meals. And we take a bus tour on Bastille Day. 20 seems to fit. Getting more than 20 makes it difficult for people to get all their questions answered when there's a lecture going on. And so we really emphasize question and answer, getting your questions answered, participating in the social life of the academy, the meals that are together, and trying to go to a restaurant in Strasbourg with more than 20 people is an effort. Let's put it that way.
I can imagine. You're not going to probably find one table that can accommodate that group of people.
Yeah. So,
who've never been to Strasbourg, it's a beautiful city. It's located right on kind of the border of France and Germany. And it has been contested property for the longest time.
Yeah.
But it is a beautiful, one of the most beautiful cities around. And yet there is sort of a significance to that city for what you're doing, right? It's not like it's just a city in Italy or a city in Germany. Tell us about why Strasbourg.
Yes. Well, Montgomery has a home there. That's number one
reason.
Number two, we like to get people out of their comfort zone. And I don't mean to be demeaning of American students, but it's just healthy for us to get out of how comfortable we are in the way America operates, to get out and get into a foreign culture for a period of time. And the European Court of Human Rights is in Strasbourg.
Uh-huh.
We have a human rights element to the academy. It's got a theological component. John Calvin was there pastoring a church. It went to the Reformation very early because of its independent status. It was an independent city under the Holy Roman Empire, which meant that Strasbourg had a lot more freedom in how it operated. So when it went to the Reformation, it went all out. And there are today a solid group of Reformation-related churches and pastors and Christians still in Strasbourg. So it's got the theological component, it's got the human rights component, and it's just absolutely beautiful. We have classes in the Petite France. You've been there, David.
Yeah.
How do you describe it? I mean, you feel like you're back in the 15th, 16th.
You do. I mean, I loved climbing up. There's a cathedral there in the city, and we climbed up the steps of the cathedral to look out upon the city. And I tell you what, it's breathtaking to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is transcendent, maybe a little bit too much, because that's but it's close to transcendent as you can get, I think, and still have your feet on terra firma.
Right.
Well, but it is beautiful.
that's nice about it is it's very centrally located for people that fly into, they want to come from London, they want to come into Zurich, they want to go into Frankfurt. Everything is like a couple hours away from Strasbourg. Mm-hmm. And there's opportunities the weekend that we have between the 2 weeks of classes, students will often go to Switzerland, to Heidelberg, to, we've had them go to Wittenberg.
Oh, really?
Some sites. Of course, nice. They spent approximately 99% of the time in a car. But, there's just a wide variety of things to see.
At least from the United States, who haven't been to that part of Europe before, you don't realize that within a short period of time, you could be in Germany, or you could be in France, or you could be in Switzerland. Now, yes. There are parts, obviously, that are remote that you've got to, you couldn't get to without a day's worth of driving. But things are closer together there. But it is a different feel, right? There's a different currency. There's a different language is being spoken. There's a different a look to the land, a different diets and such. It's a great way of, like you said, getting people out of where they are to saying, let's plumb our psyches and our thoughts and our intellects together into some of these key questions. Now, we're talking to Craig Parton about the 26th Annual European Summer Study Session of the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights. That human rights thing is not just something you've added on, right, at the very end.
No, that's been integral to the development of the Academy. I think there's a perception, David, that human rights are the place where liberals go. And we complain about human rights not being protected, the right to life being the most basic mm-hmm. of all human rights, the right of free assembly, the right to worship and freedom. These are not guaranteed. And we need a whole generation of people who are able to defend the basis for human rights. And we spend a lot of time, an entire course on the fundamental philosophical grounding for human rights in general. So we've done that from the beginning at the Academy. And we trade off different people who teach it. Dr. Montgomery's written extensively on it. So he teaches it. I taught it last summer. Angus Manouge, who's teaching for us, a professor of philosophy at Concordia, Wisconsin, is going to teach it this next year. Mm. And everybody has a different spin on it. So everybody in human rights from a secular standpoint wants to find universal human rights, ways to condemn certain activities based on some kind of moral code or natural law or whatever it might be. We talk about what the efforts are to try and justify human rights, why they failed, and what the answer is to them. And so human rights is critical to the Academy.
So you're one of the instructors. Have you been an instructor the entire time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Angus Manouge, you mentioned him, a professor in philosophy at Concordia, Wisconsin. He's a regular contributor as well.
He is. We've had Angus. Very interesting. This is says a lot for Angus. Is when he was a professor of philosophy at Concordia, he came to the Academy as a student and sat, learned apologetics. We taught him 10 years ago, and now he's, by the boys grown up, you know. He's definitely a favorite of folks. He's got a wide repertoire of topics he can teach in. Mm. Last summer we had Paul Copan, people that you know of.
Yeah, Paul's been to the library before. And
Paul's just wonderful. We've had Chad Meister, we've had Gary Habermas a number of times, people from Biola, people from, you name it, we've pretty much had them.
Let's talk about that, the tag of evidential apologetics as opposed to maybe cultural apologetics or aesthetic apologetics. When you say, and when Dr. Montgomery talks about evidential apologetics, what do you mean by that exactly?
Mean that you want to present the case for Christ as effectively and efficiently as you can in a secularized situation. And that involves giving people more than just what you believe. It's leaving them with something they can check out on their own. And evidential apologetics is based on the objectivity, the historicity, the reliability of the New Testament Gospels, the historical, factual nature of Christian truth claims, and focusing on what is necessary, like Mark says in his Atheism on Trial, you go for what's necessary to win the case. Mm-hmm. And what's necessary is to get to the resurrection of Jesus Christ as efficiently and effectively and evidentially as you can. Because, as I say, I'd rather you lose an argument on the resurrection than win an argument on creationism. Because you can go, and unfortunately, you can go to hell as a creationist. The scripture says the devil believes and shudders. I mean, the devil believes in theism. I mean, there's no question about that.
Knows that it was all created by God to begin with.
Right? Knows it was all created by God. That's not the question. We're not about making theists. Now, that may be part of the process of somebody coming from way outside the main line. Coming to theism may be a very big move, mm-hmm. like Andy Flew or somebody like that. But we shouldn't be satisfied with that only in our...
It's not the final destination, in a way.
Right, right. And I like to think in terms of what can I tell the person that they can go check out without trusting me and my recitation of what the evidence is. So I point them to books. I point them to read the book of John or Mark, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I think we really lose sight of how straightforward and clear Scripture is, and that we can move people to try to read on a chapter two or three, read the book of Mark, and tell me if it hasn't the ring of authenticity. These are eyewitnesses. These are people that are close friends of eyewitnesses, and they paid the ultimate price to get their story right. You know, lawyers are connected to evidence. And as Mark did in his lectures last year at the library, evidence is everything to lawyers. So lawyers have been very attracted to the Christian faith. And one of the classes we have every year at the Academy, because we always have a few lawyers there, is legal apologetics. Which is the history of why lawyers have been attracted to the faith. They've been attracted because Christianity, it just welcomes people to go for the jugular, which is the resurrection. Disprove the resurrection, and Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, we're of all most to be pitied because we've been deceived ourselves and we've been deceiving other people. Paul said, you know, if Christ be not raised, the dead are not raised. Everything's over. Eat, drink, and be merry.
and that's why Gary Habermas, I think, has been so effective, because people have grasped that if Jesus truly was raised from the dead,
yes,
then that is an astonishing thing, an amazing yes. thing. If that's true, then that changes everything. So right. So one of the things that we're partnering on, what we're talking about, and you mentioned Mark Lanier's lecture last year, but we are at the Lanier Theological Library hosting the John Warwick Montgomery Annual Lecture in Evidential Apologetics. Now, the man himself, 2 years ago, now, would that be 3 years ago? I guess that's 3 years ago now, gave the lecture at the library. And then last year, it was Mark Lanier who gave his lecture, entitled, I think it was Atheism on Trial, which is associated with his book. And this year, we've got John Lennox from Oxford University, retired professor of mathematics from there, who is talking on artificial intelligence and the future of humanity. So when you think about that, that's tying into that question of human dignity. The whole question of human dignity ties in. What is going to happen to all of us when artificial intelligence seems to be taking over. So that's going to be exciting. We've already got 600 people signed up for it. If you're listening to this podcast after October 21st, 2023, then you can find that on the website of the Lanier Theological Library, or you can go to YouTube and check out our channel, and you can hear and see that lecture for yourself. But it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to that particular moment, and you've been with us a couple of times before. We hope you can come back maybe next year. We have another exciting person going to be sharing with us during that time. But I really appreciate you being with us, Craig, to be a part of this conversation. For people who might want to know more about this Apologetics Academy, how can they do that?
Yeah, they should go to our website, which is www.apologeticsacademy.eu, not .com.
Okay. EU means Europe, right?
Means Europe. And that's the focus of the academy is on the wide variety of people that show up from all kinds of countries and places and professions. And they can go to the Academy website, frequently asked questions sections there, how to register, how to get academic credit if they're interested in that, and just what the normal schedule of the Academy is. It's a serious academic situation. We really strive to get the best teachers in apologetics in Christendom to the Academy each year.
And you can get, as I understand it, you can get academic credit for this as well, right?
Yeah, through Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Okay. And that can usually be transferred to another school.
Yes.
As well. Maybe. So even if you're not a student enrolled there, it's not uncommon to have academic credit move from one place to the next. This has been a great project that you've been a part for 26 years. We wish you the best. Also, Dr. Montgomery, who's getting up there in age now, but we continue to pray for him and hope that he is well. And we look forward to the future continuing together. Dr. Craig Parton, thanks for being with us today on the Stone Chapel Podcast.
Thank you, David.
Hey, stand by for a nugget of wisdom from Craig Parton coming up in just a second. Now, John Warwick Montgomery was at the Lanier Theological Library to do a lecture in 2021. We'll put a link in our show notes to that lecture. He also did a podcast while here, and we'll put a link to that just as well. You can find information about the Apologetics Academy in our show notes too. Check that out. It's a website that gives a lot of good information. Thanks to Kathy Cakes for editing the podcast. Thanks to Phil Keggy for our music. The Stone Chapel Podcast is made possible by the Lanier Foundation. Again, stand by for a nugget. Until next time, I'm David Capes.
I love this quote by Luther. Man at his most righteous moment sins. What Luther is, I think, was getting at there was outside of the perfect imputed righteousness and holiness of Jesus Christ to us, we are in sin and lost. People who don't take their sin seriously are to be watched with a lot of concern. Take sin seriously to get the gospel correctly. And if you don't think you're a sinner, you're going to have a real problem understanding why the death of Christ is so critical and central to biblical revelation.